Cougar season.
What?
I don't know. What's happening?
Well, for starters, I guess I'm not technically ready because I'm in the wrong chair. But we can roll while I get in the proper chair because even though this is a very palatial studio, it's easy to get around.
I'm trying to think of what fake sponsor I could make up. It's a good company name. How about NewRooster.com Studios?
New Rooster?
Yeah. I don't know what that is. I just thought that up this morning for some reason.
Is there anything, any reason you came up with New Rooster?
Just because, like, roosters like saying cock.
They like saying cock?
It's the same rooster. Is it?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
In a delicate way.
So you're like, you're trying to insinuate Red Cock Studios.
New
Cock.
Put New Rooster.
Or you could put New Cock and have a picture of a rooster.
Yeah.
I think it'd be good if it was Angry Red Cock and you had a
angry
picture of a
rooster.
Red rooster with angry eyes.
MadRooster.com Studios. Mad Rooster might be sound.
So what did you do today, Jeff?
Exciting. Did you go to work? And then I got a voicemail from my painting boss. And he said, I'm going to see the doctor. I had hernia surgery and I'm sore or something. So I don't know if he pulled his muscle or stitches or whatever they did to him. The holes they poked in.
Doesn't sound pleasant. However, whatever's happening, it doesn't sound good.
Now I could use the work. It was raining today anyway, so I don't think we're going to get a lot done.
Are you guys painting outside?
Yeah, we're servicing tables. So, it probably wouldn't have been a bust anyhow because of the weather. Then I paid my parking tickets. That was a lot of fun.
Was it?
Yeah. Here's the bright side. After I got in line, and there's like 5 people ahead of me, so that wasn't too bad, but just waiting in those lines is...
Those tiny little lines?
Dreadfully boring anyhow. And just, you know, and nobody's prepared at all. You know, I'm like, I want to pay my parking tickets. Here they are. Here's my money.
It's not that easy.
It's really hard. Or
I don't
mind the right
why.
Room or, you know, like read the ticket and you go to that place and then you go to the room. You know, I didn't even have to go through security because it's at City Hall and it's just right there on the right, you know. So at least they were cool about that. They put the office in an unsecured location. So if you want to go through the mayor, I would go through the... If you want to get the mayor...
Go through the parking.
I'd go through the parking revenue. I would go through the revenue division first.
Right. That's what that is, right? Parking revenue.
Yeah, so if anybody's planning on, you know, harassing Mayor Fargo, which I don't think you should do. She was at a party at Maryland's. They had a fundraiser or something. She was pretty nice.
Yeah.
Moderate drinker. I'm not sure if she had anything to drink. She was a pleasant person.
She seems innocuous.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, you know.
As Douglas Adams would say, mostly harmless.
Yeah, exactly.
And they paid those. But the bright side of it was I got there when about 8 or 10 people came in after me. And I didn't realize it right away because I'm just like, you know, in the zone of...
Getting it done.
Yeah, going, oh, I'm going to explode here. I hate these lines. So I just sit there, you know, play low-key, listen to other people's phone conversations. Cause
it's a very small room where they have these lines. So 5,
there?
Yeah, 5 makes it look like it's all packed.
It was.
You know?
I was barely in the little...
If 6, 7 people come in after you...
I was barely in the stanchions.
Yeah. I don't know why they have such a small room for that with as many parking tickets they give out in this town.
Hopefully it was to save the city some money.
Yeah,
hopefully,
right.
You know.
That's why it takes them, like, you know, 26 minutes per request.
So I didn't see the bright side of it, but, you know, I think I'm doing pretty good. I'm seeing the, you know, the positivity of it all. You know, another thing I have to do is talk louder because you talk loud and I'm more low-key.
Do I?
Yeah.
I don't.
I think it's not your fault. It's that I don't speak loud enough, whereas you do. So I'm all, my volume's always lower on the podcast.
I think also there's that thing where with your other show with Shano, you guys have mics.
Yeah.
Where you can talk basically whatever volume you need to, and hope, and ideally he's making the levels just right for both of you.
Which is what I want to do. I want to get the same setup.
We will.
Yeah, as soon as I pay for it.
I just don't have a lot of money right now, dude. You know how much
that's a joke.
I barely work.
Yeah,
32 hours a week is, I mean, it's close. It's considered full time, but I mean, it's not like I make a lot of money doing what I do.
Yeah.
Considering, you know, what, like 20 of those hours come from swamping, which is a straight $10 an hour rate, which after taxes is what, barely living expenses.
Damn.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, pretty much.
And the fact that they give the swamper a $15 toke, you know, out of the bar and card room, you know, a little tip out is like, that's, you know. I mean, unfortunately, I'm a smoker, so after I smoke, you know, that's only $7, so.
Yep.
$7, oh, shit. That and $2.50 might get you a cup of coffee and a paper at the airport.
It's a good thing. You don't go to the airport very often.
I know, it is a good thing. It's hard to get there without a car in this town.
Yeah.
So,
take the 31.
It looks like you took a little something off the top there.
I cut my own hair again.
Again? You've done this before?
Yeah, I stopped for a while, though, but then I got some new clippers, and they have the longer guides on it.
New clippers?
Yeah.
So you invested in some clippers?
Well, a long time ago. Well,
or did you invest in new guards?
Last year. No, they came with it. They came with extra long ones, as you know, unbeknownst to me until I got them. So now I'm going to do that. Well, it's better than taking your chances at Supercuts.
So now you have a forever
haircut. Because pretty much you're rolling the dice at Supercuts.
You basically got a forever haircut for $30.
Yeah. Yeah.
See, that's
pretty
cool.
I can shorten it up, you know, if I want.
You can shade it, style it.
I can learn things about my hair.
Hey, dude, let me tell you something. With your hair, you don't need something fancy. Why go to Supercuts and let them butcher it? That's a good point.
Yep.
All they do is ruin your hair.
That's going to free up some money for my future internet service.
I know people who have been to Supercuts and they like it okay, but I'll tell you something. I've been to Supercuts maybe 3 times in my life, and every time I've regretted it immensely. Every time.
Yeah. I think I got lucky the first time I went in there, and then the next time, I think maybe I've been 3 times. The next two I wasn't so particularly taken with. And
I'm not a fan.
Well, I mean, once you don't work there very long, you work there when you're new, and then when you get experience, you go to a salon.
Ideally, but it's hard to do that in the sense that, you know, you go to a salon without any regular customers. I mean, it's hard to get regular customers when there's some kind of company mandate that you fuck people's hair up, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, it's almost like there's some kind of, like...
That's not a real reputation solidifier.
There's some kind of guide chart must be in the back or something where they're like, okay, first thing you do, when they tell you what they want, just argue with them and say, no, I don't think that's going to work. And get them to do what you want.
It's gone. Can't go back.
Yeah. She's not a fan.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan. Not a fan at all.
Well, you can borrow the clippers anytime.
I have clippers. I just only have, like, a few guards for it, though. That's because when I bought my clippers for shaving my head. I mean, like, just going no guard and just mowing it all down, because that's what I was doing for a while.
Okay. Well, we're in our mid-30s, so these issues are becoming more relevant, whereas... I never really thought about it much before. It's either all or nothing.
But you're not losing your hair.
It's not going anywhere.
I am. Or at least it's like getting thin, like right here.
I met your dad.
Yeah. You've seen what he looks like. But see, you don't get...
That was like an old you.
From what I understand, though, you don't get your... a male doesn't get his hair, hereditary hair traits from his father. You get them from his mother's side.
Yeah, but I've heard everybody say that, and it's not true, because my hair is nothing like...
Your mother's.
My mother's side.
But what is her dad's hair like?
Bald.
Oh, well, it's nothing like his either.
Yeah. Or my uncle, or my uncle being my brother.
I guess that... Or
any of my mother's uncles on either side, because my whole mom's side, they're all baldies. Completely. Every one of them.
Just a bunch of cue balls, huh?
Everyone that I'm blood related to, yeah. Like my mom's Uncle Pete, my Uncle Pete too. Uncle Richard, bald. Even my grandmother and her sister had thinning.
Wig women?
Oh, yeah. Well, no, they had it real thin, but they were practically the same. They were so similar.
you know, an appearance. And
well, then I'm with everybody else just completely wrong on that.
Well, that's what everybody says that, though. But
that's what I'm saying.
But I'm looking at me going, that's not true, because I'd be a bald dude now.
That's what I'm saying. Then it must be wrong to a certain degree.
You wouldn't
degree.
Call me Hefe, you'd call me Baldini.
Baldini.
Which is my nickname for Brian, who is bald.
Boston Brian?
Yeah. We couldn't call him Beanbag anymore.
Why?
Because that was what Linguini nicknamed him.
Oh, that's why he doesn't like it. I didn't understand that. So well, now I know why he doesn't. Now I won't call him that.
I'm like, hey, you know, I got to call him something. So, Baldini.
Baldini, I like.
Yeah. I'm good at naming shit. I name the bands every week at Live Band Karaoke.
You do?
I think tonight's they're going to be the new Roosters.
The new Roosters?
Yeah.
You know what's funny about that?
It's a good name.
Well, not only that, but it's like the new Yardbirds.
Yeah. Well, I was going to call them the Roosters, but there's already a band called the Roosters.
So we went with the new Roosters.
So that would be the new Roosters.
And then they changed their name to the Chickens, and we thought we could go back to the Roosters, but...
But everybody already knew us as the new Roosters.
So we went with the Pheasants instead.
And there was no... The new Yardbirds, that name lasted for 2 months.
Yeah.
It lasted their first tour.
Well, and that's a joke that's in Spinal Tap, of course, because of the... Remember, they make a joke about that whole thing with the Yardbirds, but they refer to it as... Well, we call ourselves the Regulars, but there was another band in, you know, Oxfordshire who was the Regulars, so we decided to go by the new Regulars, but then they changed their name to the Originals, and we thought going back to the Regulars, but at that point it just seemed like, you know, what was the point?
Oh, they were the new Originals.
Was it the new Originals?
It was the new Originals.
It was the Originals and the new Originals, and they changed their names to the Regulars, and we thought we'd go back to the Originals, but...
But I think that actually happened, like the Who had... Like, they were called the number. They were going to be the Numbers, but then they had to be the High Numbers.
Because there was already a Numbers?
There's already a band called the Numbers. So they became the High Numbers.
Well, I think
something.
The Who's much better than the Numbers.
Well, yeah,
the
but, and they were either going to be the Who or the Hair. And, because, you know, but back then it sounded a lot cooler. You know, like if I have kids in 20 years, I say, like, Word, they'll be like, that's so dumb.
Well, right?
You know, 20 years saying Word isn't going to be cool anymore.
Well, in 20 years...
Although, saying Word has been popular for, you know, a long time
In 20
now.
Years, it's going to be W because of the text generation. Everyone's just going to be W.
Yeah, and I'll be like, you say cool. We've been saying that for like 50 years now.
Well, yeah, that's because cool just don't go out of style.
Cool never goes out of style. Is that a slogan for something?
I don't know, but it might be.
I think it is.
I just know that cool itself...
All right, our first contest... If you can name the slogan of cool never goes out of style, that is something. But I don't know what it's for. I'm guessing maybe it's TV Land advertisement for, like, Happy Days, you know, to promote Fonzie.
Could be.
Or beer.
Jeans, maybe.
Maybe Levi's commercial. Yeah.
But I don't think they've ever been that blunt. They try to be obtuse.
And if it isn't... Let's sell that to somebody fast.
You know what I miss? I miss those Levi commercials with the Levi's little red logo that was the monster, was chomping things up.
Yeah.
That was fun.
You've been missing that for 15 years?
Yep.
Wow, how advertising is managed. Well, we don't have any advertisers, except for...
Thank God, except for Gorky Least.
Oh, yeah. Which I drank the rest of last week. Finally.
Well, they're our official and unofficial sponsor, I think, since our
well,
first,
in this
our
hemisphere
first started out
in this
with
hemisphere, Gorky's. We are the official. I should become the official distributor of Gorky Leaf in America.
You should, because it's not going to go over well.
People drink Fernet, man.
I know they do, but not in droves.
You got to start somewhere. Look, you have no vision.
You're right. I'm being a downer. I think this is a great idea. I think we should run with it.
Gorky List.
We need a...
Well, and see, it's got the good thing, because Gorky's like a kind of familiar word, right?
Gorky Bar.
And then, but you, instead of saying list, you say least. So it's kind of tricky that way, where you pronounce the word differently. Like, it's not list, it's Gorky Least. And then you're like, you know, everybody didn't know how to say Jägermeister for a while.
Jägermeister.
Or Sepultura, or, you know, one of those cool things. And, and also in the New Rooster, or is it Red...
The new Angry Rooster's
band. MadRooster.com studio.
Red Robin's the restaurant.
This is MadRooster.com studios. I wonder if there's a MadRooster.com too.
We'll have to find out.
There's no real affiliation with them. But Joel doesn't like my new jokes.
I didn't like new jokes.
Dick. You don't like the coffee one?
You know, I like it okay. I like it. It just wasn't funny. I mean, like, laugh out loud funny. It wasn't like... I mean, it's funny. It's humorous. It's, you know...
You don't laugh at a lot of things, though.
No, I don't.
All right, well, I have to use all those anyways. Even though I'm not going to go this Thursday, because I'm going to go to Yosemite National Park.
What does t-shirts
I haven't been there.
Mean?
Oh, I want to get an Aerosmith Sucks t-shirt, and then I want to buy Nina a California shirt, because I found a t-shirt printing place. It's right next to Last Unlimited, but you don't see... I'm like, how long have you guys been here? Like, 3 years? I'm like... He's like, yeah, dude, but they have a rule, like, if you get a new sign, you can't make it a certain size. So all the old businesses never... They're like, well, we're not changing our sign, because we'll have to get a smaller one. They change their sign, and their smaller sign is overshadowed by the two businesses next to them. So, and I never would... I'm like, because I've been looking for a t-shirt shop, you know, because you need a place that will custom make you a shirt, because... Or else you're just walking around like every other knucklehead wearing the same t-shirts that they wear. So, there's a couple of them.
But that's what we
and I gave my last Aerosmith Sucks t-shirt to Max Cavalera from Soulfly, because he said he liked it, and I said, you know, I know I've had about
where'd you get
eight
that one,
free
man?
T-shirts for you back in Rochester. So I just gave it to him. I
said, why don't we just
launch it first?
Split the money for a screen printing thing, and we'll make our own.
Because that's more crap to have in my apartment.
Who said you're going to keep it at your apartment?
Well, I don't... Why do you want to... You want to make t-shirts all day long?
I don't know, maybe.
We don't even have microphones. At Mad Rooster Studios.
Madrooster.com
Studios.
Am I getting a little too ahead of myself here?
I don't know. You know what? I would like to remember to call it Madrooster.com Studios.
That's where the show happens, man.
Cougar season magic is made at Madrooster.com Studios. Writing it down...
Man, all right. Rooster, and so what com studios.
And what if... What do we have a prize?
Would be great is if that could be one word and it was madroosters.com, studios.com. Okay.
And if you... you call what you do if you want to win the contest is we will leave you a Cougar Season voicemail. Custom made by Joel and Jeff. Because we don't really have money to give you anything tangible. But we will call you if you give us your phone number and the correct answer of cool never goes out of style.
How are we going to know if it's correct?
Well, we'll have to do the same thing the contestant does.
What's that?
Look it up on the internet.
Oh, well, we could do that ourselves.
Well, I know, but we don't have any interaction going.
Oh.
True. Look, this is an impromptu show. We do minimal prep. It's on the fly. You got to roll with it.
Our prep usually gets lost. What are you talking about? The walk over here was a whole show that, you know.
Yeah, we always do that.
It's sad. Why does it happen like that, though? There's got to be some kind of...
Because this time, see, I was planning on just having the mic on when you get here. But this time, I was walking around town, so I walked here with you. So we didn't have anything to...
We should try sometime, if this ever happens like this again, take it with you, and then on the walk to your house, we'll leave it on.
Yeah. And, it, you know, because if you try sometimes, you get what you need.
Exactly. You just find. You just might find. Try.
Yeah, here's something. You know what? There's a joke in Caddyshack that I finally got.
What's that one?
The name of the country club is called...
Bushwood?
Bushwood?
Bushwood, that's right. Bushwood. Bush and wood. Yeah. Yeah, there's all kinds of jokes like that throughout the whole thing.
Yeah, and I'm really...
They love that shit.
Because I was listening to, like, that probably talk radio, right? And somebody said, what would Bush do? Bushwood do something, and I'm like, Bushwood, and then I'm like, oh, that's the name of the club in the golf club in Caddyshack. And I'm like, I can't believe it took me like over 20 years to get that joke.
Bushwood.
Yeah, don't make noises like that.
I didn't mean to. I was hitting this thing. I didn't think it would make a clunk sound.
Jeez. I washed my lion's hat. And the thread proceeded to come right out of it. So
did you wash it without some way to keep it shape or something?
Yeah, but I wasn't worried about that. I don't really care. I just wanted it clean. And I thought the stitching would hold because this is a starter hat, which I don't even know if they make hats anymore, do they?
I'm sure they do.
It's an authentic Pro-Line starter Lions hat, and now that it's kind of gotten shitty. Here's my Ohio State hat I tried to rehab, but the hat still kind of looks like crap, doesn't it?
No. It does to me because it's an Ohio State cap, but...
Well, who do you like?
I don't like Ohio State.
Well, they're number one this week until they lose to Michigan or Indiana State or some crap. Who knows who's going to take them down? Maybe nobody.
Dude, this has been a great, wonderful season of college football, if you ask me.
USC lost.
Seeing this many top five teams lose is just phenomenal.
You know, I like it because it proves my theory that ranking teams before the season's over is bullshit. How can you have a ranked number of teams before the season's even been played?
I mean, that's what I call preseason rankings.
Yeah, but they still act like it's an actual real number.
Right, but it's based on projections
based on
and last year's performance.
Based
that's
on crap.
Based on. That's what it's based on.
Well, Florida Southern is number two, and they weren't ranked when
University
they beat Auburn,
South
and
Florida.
Auburn was like banked. Yeah. Yeah, USF.
They've done nothing but
beat everybody.
Yeah.
But, you know, but that's why it's bullshit, because they act like they can rank them correctly, and they're wrong. Again, and it's always wrong. Unless it's like the same team that won the championship last year, you know, has most of the same players. And, like, Notre Dame was ranked this year. Because they're Notre Dame. Not based on anything, because obviously.
Were they ranked? I don't know if they were ranked at the beginning of the year. Were they? Because
I don't think it was super high.
They didn't finish good last year.
I don't think it was super high. Yeah, they did.
They
lost, like, two games.
Well, they lost, like, three. I thought.
Well, I'm pretty sure they were ranked. Anyways, and so was Michigan.
Well, Michigan's a better team.
The first team, maybe, was Notre Dame.
But Michigan was a better team than the 0-2 start show. I thought.
But
I get your point.
I get your point. The ranking show, which they're just bullshit.
And I know you like to argue on stuff, and sometimes you're right, and sometimes you have good points. But this time you don't.
Look,
because I'm right.
Well, here's the fact on this one.
Because it's bullshit.
Is they do it because they do it.
No, you do it. You love to do it. So this girl who's like, you know, kind of like the sexy, she's pretty sexy. She's got a nice body and dimples. I'm really trying not to be interested in her because she's just another bar chick. But she's kind of got a personality.
Is
whatever.
She regular or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
She must be because she's in there on Mondays and I'm in there only once a week. But she's nice enough, and she's a ball buster, so that's kind of interesting.
Where is this?
At the pub in
okay,
Davis.
G Street.
And she said something like, or she goes, you know, I'm just giving you shit, you know, because she's a ball buster. I go, yeah, I can take it. Can you take it? Do you like to take it? So I was like, yes!
What'd she say?
She just smiled, and it made her somewhat speechless, which was the double win for me because I got her to blush slightly, and I also got to ask her if she'd like to take it.
You know what that means, don't you? She takes it in the ass.
Is that what that means?
I don't know.
I just meant it was sex in some way, like just taking a male body part somewhere into her body. You know, it was an innuendo-laden comment, and I got away with it.
You going to give it to her?
I don't know. Not really,
Let me put it this way.
You know, there's lots of...
If the opportunity arises...
I'm not trying to stay away from being entangled, but I'm not sure. You know, the curiosity is there.
It'd have to be one of those great Monday night things.
It'd probably be one of those... There'd never be the opportunity, because...
What do you mean? She's there every Monday night, you're there every Monday night. There's the opportunity right there.
Yeah.
All you need to do is one of those Monday nights be like, you know what? I had a little too many drinks after I got up, and I don't really want to drive home.
There's certain levels of bar yeah, that's true. Well, I mean, if she pursues me.
Just saying, you never know.
Yeah. I don't think she will. Maybe. Maybe I keep coming up with clever things to say.
If she keeps on wanting to bust your balls, that's a sign, I would think.
Yeah. Or she might just be that way with everybody.
Maybe she wants to bust your balls.
Yeah.
And buff them. And shine them up.
Maybe she would like...
Maybe she wants to take a straight razor to him and get him all smooth.
Yeah. Then I could change my name to Porny McPornstar.
Porny McPornstar.
Because my nuts would be shaved like a porn star. Of course, I don't think guys are actually porn stars. They're just... They have a different name for them. Lucky. Okay, here's $1,000. Now go bang those two broads.
Is it really luck, though?
You know what? If you're going to sink in a moral degradation...
That's what I'm saying. Is that really luck? That's more like a big choice you make. You know what I mean? Because
Before
you ever do that first adult film, you know you have that conversation with yourself. Can I do this? I mean,
there's no way I'm going to be able to hide this once this is done. Someone will eventually find it. I mean, this is going to be what I do now.
Yeah.
There's no, like, going to a straight job after that.
Straight job.
I'm just...
I was only talking about straight jobs.
I'm just saying...
In this case.
I'm just saying, whatever you're doing, whether you're doing gay porn or straight porn, doesn't really matter. I mean, once you're doing porn...
Oh, yeah.
You can't put that on your resume and, like,
It's the scarlet letter of professions.
Wait. Yeah.
Sex industry. I think the only non-scarlet letter sex industry you can probably work in would be, like, sex therapist.
Sex therapist, sex education worker.
Yeah, those are called teachers. If you're a sex ed teacher, that's kind of creepy.
Like the ones they have at Planned Parenthood and stuff like that.
It's a counselor.
I guess it falls into therapist.
I would say so. Sex counselor, therapist, yeah.
See, that's why I think we should be pushing for sex providers to be a legal, respectable profession.
I'm not going to push for that.
I will.
Go for it.
It's a big tax revenue right there without any resources being put out that's just not being tapped. That's all.
That's why you shouldn't have income tax, because then people can always hide money from you. Paid sales tax and service fees.
Oh, I agree.
Anyways, I don't think we have too much political clout. Anyways, we're talking about social issues.
I think you need to speak for yourself. Just the other day, I was sitting in a cafe right next to some people talking about campaign issues. I was like 6 feet from them. Yeah. That's the kind of clout I got, bud.
Oh, what kind of campaign issues do they discuss?
I really wasn't eavesdropping consistently enough to really know what the fuck they were talking about. Some gay issues, some community issues, some city issues, some zoning issues.
Amazing.
That's all I know. I remember an older Asian lady and this older, I guess, Armenian or Arab man or Greek or something. And I heard one of the things that stuck in my mind that she said was she made a comment of saying something about how she gave him her personal phone number, and she was like, "You can call me anytime. I go to bed like at 2 and get up at 6. And I was kind of, "You're a workaholic."
Yeah, what's that like?
I mean, 4 hours of sleep? God damn. I hope she takes a nap at some point during the day.
Should we play some live Guitar Hero on the show?
No. I don't think so.
Why not?
Because that's boring. On a podcast? Without seeing what's going on? Without seeing those little do-do-do-do-do on the strings? I mean, you know, that's half the fun.
You know, you can play it with a controller, too.
Well, that's probably a lot easier, isn't it?
We can do that after. I'll play guitar, and you can play bass on the controller.
What, is there a two-player mode or something?
Yeah.
That's crazy shit.
Give that a shot.
That's crazy fucking shit.
All right, were we funny today? I don't know how funny today's show was.
I don't think it was that funny. But I have an excuse.
What?
Mercury's in retrograde.
Oh, yeah,
Nothing's going to work right. Communications are all fucked up. Funny's not funny. Money's not money. Everything's weird.
All right, well, I'm done.
Are you done?
Yeah. It's been about 25 minutes.
That's enough.
30. All right, signing off. Thank you for listening to Cougar Season.
Bye-bye.
And don't forget, if you can tell us...
Yeah, if people need to leave messages or something.
It doesn't work. It doesn't work on ShaunOwenHafe.com, and we have a lot of listeners.
Oh, asking people to do that?
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't mean we can't ask people to do that. I mean,
people, I think because they're listening to the shows like behind, you know, like they're listening to shows 20 shows ago, so they feel like they're not timely. So maybe that's why.
Well, let me tell you something. If that's the reason people don't say something or leave us messages, the messages are really more for us. Just let us know that we're out there doing a shitty job, a good job, whatever job. Just let us know that, I mean, just even if it's just like two letters, it's H and I, that'd be great.
Yes. Oh, and we'll say hi to Karen because she listened.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Thank you. Thank you, Karen, for listening. Thank you for mentioning that Jeff is funny.
Yeah. She doesn't actually know you.
Well, I know. But one more thing. We don't need messages from... spam webcam bullshit free porn bitches who are trying to get us to, you know,
do I'm not that. PayPaling you $5 to look at your snatch.
Exactly. Don't need to do it.
Not gonna.
So, but if you're just a person,
be a person.
Say something.
Good night. Good day.